The college cheating scandal is shining a new light on the admissions process at the University of Southern California. A court filing reveals emails between USC officials showing how they tracked applicants. In spreadsheets sent by an athletics department official, some applicants were labeled VIP, with comments like donor, potential donor, $1 million pledge, given $2 million already, $15 million, and dad, well-known orthosurgeon. The messages were part of a defense motion for Robert Zangrillo, a father facing charges in the scandal. Zangrillo's attorneys, who are trying to get more documents from USC, say university officials were keenly aware that VIP applicants did not have to be admitted based on merit. In short, USC is far from the crime victim that it claims to be. Responding in a statement, USC calls the filing a legal and public relations strategy to divert attention from the criminal fraud for which he has been indicted, adding no athletic department official has the authority to compel admissions decisions. Stephen Mercer is a college application consultant who used to work in USC's admissions office.
There are people who see the words VIP and they think the system is rigged. Is it rigged?
The universities try to keep their donors feeling like they're being attended to, but I don't see universities bending so much that they're going to ruin their reputations.
But the scandal is raising questions about the role of money in admissions.